Hey, everybody. Welcome to Film Sack, live Film Sack. You don't know that because you're home listening to this now, but we are latching on like a barnacle to the front of a boat of Brian Ibbett's cover-thon, which is a happening barnacle? Right now. A barnacle. Like a dirty, barnacle. Yeah, like a dirty hanger-on, like a Klingon. Like a
barnacle, like I said.
A barnacle.
Barnacle.
A barnacle. We haven't done one of these.
The Bourne Legacy-icle.
Yeah, exactly. The Bourne Icicle. We are here to do another commentary track, which we haven't done for a long time. It's a Star Trek episode, season 7. The episode is Sub Rosa. Do we know what episode this is? 14.
Episode 14.
Okay, so episode 14, Star Trek The Next Generation, season 7, episode 14.
Yeah, so this is like really late in the whole series. This is one of the last season. One of the last standalone character study episodes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and is widely regarded by our Twitter followers as the worst Star Trek episode or Star Trek Next Generation episode.
Yeah. I think I'm bad with that. I don't know.
Yeah,
because when I announced that we were going to be doing a live film sack, this was the one that it seemed everybody was chiming in on.
Is this worse than Tashi Yar getting ate by the slick monster? Yeah.
No, because that had one positive benefit, which was Tashi Yar is no longer on the show.
So. We've already watched two of the bona fide like 10 worst. The first one we watched was Justice, right?
Yeah,
right.
Which was just jaw droppingly awful.
That was that was Wesley jumping in the stepping on the flower beds, right? That was the one.
I got it. Oh,
no, that was the Dauphin. We watched the Dauphin as our second Next Generation episode. That's the one where Wesley falls in love with the crazy alien girl.
Got it. Okay.
Which one's the one where he's got the cool Oculus Rift?
That's the game, which we also should watch at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, because that's got Ashley Juggs in it.
Yeah.
But as it stands,
Ashley Juggs, is that the right sister?
Ashley Juggs.
It's not Winona then. Okay, got it.
No.
But we will save some of those for the future. But we are gonna do this as a commentary track. So that means you at home listening, fire up Netflix or wherever you've got your Star Trek loaded. Jump to season 7, episode 14, and start the episode as it fades in. It fades into what looks like a funeral going on with a bunch of trees around it, and you start to hear Beverly Crusher start to say a word. It's just barely as she's starting to talk, and then as that thing fades up, that's where you want to pause it, because that's where we have it paused right now.
Are we taking bets on whether this is a holodeck or not?
I think it is a holodeck.
That's a really good question. I was thinking the same thing.
I've seen this episode so many times that I'll excuse myself from betting.
Okay. Wouldn't be fair.
I think I've only seen this episode once.
Oh, you lucky
one
dog.
That I think I've skipped over if I've, you know.
I've accidentally seen it a few times in syndication. So I will not watch this on purpose except for this event right here with us.
Very good.
So here it is. I'm just talking like a 14.
So here it is, guys.
It's Star Trek Next Generation, episode 14, season 7, Sub Rosa. And we're going to, when I say the word three, at the word three, you guys all hit play at home and here. Okay. All right.
And three.
And nope, shut up. All right. Well, here it is. It's time to go. It's Star Trek The Next Generation, season 7, episode 14. It starts in one. No, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. That's how I'm going to do it. So on three. Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3.
And I'm buffering.
And we're going. Well, shut up. You're not buffering.
Wait, really?
He's not buffering. He's lying. All right. So holodeck.
Beverly's. Holodeck, got to be a holodeck. Beverly, oh, look. Picard looks less than interested.
He looks asleep.
He does look asleep. Oh, yeah, you don't get random Scottish people on the holodeck, do you?
No. Unless you own them
that
way.
You only get Sherlock Holmes.
Not hers, his. It's like an old Wolverine or something.
What? Yeah. He's an alien.
Like an old Wolverine or Logan back there.
Couldn't take a comb to the funeral?
Exactly. So who died? Do we know who died yet?
Her grandmother.
Okay, grandmother.
So who died? How insensitive.
Oh,
this is
that must be her grandfather.
He's like a priest.
It's the vicar.
The vicar, okay.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that Crusher's grandfather
was a like snake-nosed alien. I assume he's an alien. Yeah.
I always like it. Whenever you're making a man look ugly, you always have to add eyebrow hair. That's a must.
True. Yeah. True. Picard could still care less, though.
Yeah, Picard's pretty. He's wearing his dressy pants, though, his long shirt.
He's got his nightshirt on.
Do they usually put dirt all over the top of the coffin before they lower it down?
Yes, that is a common tradition.
Oh, who's this?
Too hard to throw dirt away. Oh, look at my eyebrows. Oh, forehead.
If my that forehead. Guy, if that guy isn't Slod the vampire,
right?
All
right. Didn't he just look like a human vampire out of place?
Oh, I missed the intro.
He kind of did.
He's like 400 like a, years old, but nobody knows.
Right, like a Twilight extra.
Right. Oh, that meteor is so fake.
Well,
while this is coming in, we can talk. Are there any Star Trek connections in this episode?
A bunch of them. A couple hundred.
Space.
So I feel like these kinds of episodes late in seasons and in series like this one.
Right.
Is all about giving some ancillary characters their own dumb episodes. Like, as the show's coming to an end, they all know this is your final season, so they're all sitting around going, look, Gates McFadden won't shut up about her not having enough screen time. Can we give her a whole episode that's real stupid? Yes. I think that's how that meeting goes.
You think so?
See, I'm willing to bet you that it's more the writers. Because they're the ones who stand to benefit the most from getting an episode made when time's running out. So I will bet you writers are just begging, please. I've had this one whole episode written for you for 4 years. Please make this episode for me so I can get paid the rest of my life.
Could be.
Exactly. I'm trying to kill off Beverly Crusher's granddad. I got to do
Troy had seven episodes all about her. How come I haven't?
Yeah. So. Isn't my camel toe boobs, good enough? It? It's not my camel toe. Hers is better than mine. Yeah.
Brent Spiner is just, the drunk Russian guy from Night Court.
So you know, Sub Rosa does not mean a pink boat that goes under the water. It means a secret.
Holy! You guys see that?
Yes.
That thing took off like a shot.
Brian is drinking all Red Bull today. I just wanted to make clear. All Red Bull for film sake.
I was about to say, I thought it was Worf about to go bury that guy. I got this.
Okay, let's hear what they're doing.
Look, it's Marty McFly is buried right behind him.
Oh, look, the McFlys.
Are they classified in the same medical category? Because they both got on the teal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, you got to remember that this is after, or there was a point here where Troy started taking on bigger roles. Like, she became captain for a while no one was on the ship.
Right.
This is her being all...
Captain-y.
Well,
this is their dressier uniforms because they got the silver collar.
Yeah.
You guys prefer the tight bun that she wears, or you prefer it kind of loose, Troy?
Loose.
Yeah, loose bun.
Loose buns.
Loose buns.
Loose buns. This is Ronald D.
Look
Moore.
Look at those loose
written?
Buns now. Here they go.
This isn't written by Ronald D. Moore.
It is. Yeah, it's a Ronald D. Moore.
He wrote it? Mm-hmm.
They just showed it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what the credits are for.
Yep. And guess who the director of this episode is?
Well, it said produced.
Have you ever seen Logan? You really look old. Where's my wheelchair?
Anyone going to guess?
Did Riker produce this one?
No, I'm asking director. Who directed this episode?
Oh, director. Did Riker direct this one?
What's a teleplay?
So I'm going to take that as a no. I'll guess that it's... shite. Never mind. Now we know.
He just directed a really good episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., actually.
Oh, yeah?
He's still doing TV
In a season of not very good episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's only season, right?
Make me look fat.
Yeah. Let's all be happy during a time of sadness and grief. Everything's fine, Captain.
This planet has been
so uncomfortable in this episode.
This planet has been made to look like Scotland. So, of course, Picard is off in his own mind, right? I'm going to look around.
It's a really weird uniform, though, that we never see him wear any other time, I don't think.
Yeah, sometimes he does.
There's a few times.
With the gold rim and the flap all the way over.
Yeah, he's worn it during a couple of... the captain's rim job. Come on.
Because that's kind of remnant of the one that James Kirk wears, where the one of the movies where he has to pull it open, he's got, instead of showing his chest, he's got a big white thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen Picard's worn it for when he's been like an ambassador between some two peoples that are warring, and he has to play mediator and stuff.
You guys feel cheated when you watch a sci-fi movie and they do it all like down somewhere like
on Earth,
rustic.
Yeah. Just
this like is the only sci-fi part. Yeah, is
prepare to be cheated for another 39 minutes.
Yeah, this is the biggest cheat of all time.
We borrowed this set from Downton Abbey.
Mm. Oh, is that her?
I miss your grandma.
Nana.
It's like the worst episodes of BSG were like this, where there was no sci-fi going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They were just on some planet.
When they all get stuck on a planet for a whole season.
Mm-hmm. And then right at the end, they finally make it sweet by having the BSG come down through the air.
It was awesome.
That was a hell of an episode.
I loved that. But there were big chunks in the middle. You're like, oh, there's too much dirt and grass in this episode. There should be space.
I need to poke out somebody's eyes. I like Teague. Come here.
Just one. Teague.
So there's a dude in that candle, right? Is that my memory?
No.
I thought there was a dude in there.
Doesn't live in a candle?
No, there's a dude, but he's an actual ghost.
Yeah, but I thought he took the form of a candle and lived in there sometimes.
Form of?
The candle, she's been warned to not ever use this candle because it's going to bring him.
Oh, really?
Summon him.
Handyman. It's because she's got old serious Logan? Methane fart problem.
Hulk Hogan? Who?
Old Logan.
I prefer Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Look here, mister.
Listen, brother. I'm coming. I live in that candle. Oh, boy. Here we go. Pensive
Most
moment.
Most boringest house ever. Oh. No TV, no nothing.
Everything smells like my nana.
Grandma's DNA is all over this house.
I smell enemas.
I'm going to swab her cushion toilet seat. That's where she softly pooped.
Here's her yearbook.
Oh, my.
Is this her diary? This is before they had pictures.
Give Grandma something other than a Sharpie to write her.
Reading this. I'm not reading it. Forget it.
This is like a whole 50 years after they managed to bring Kirk back from the dead and the new J.J. Abrams movie. Surely she could bring Nana back from the dead if she really wanted to.
Sure. It's Star Trek. It's
kind of have her in the holodeck.
Wait, J.J. Abrams, he didn't bring back Kirk. Oh, yeah, he did.
Anybody in here?
That looks like a really old Sylvester Stallone.
Michael Palin just burst on in here. He's like,
I'm just going to take a poop in the sink.
Oh, no, she didn't. She lit the candle. No.
What's that?
I'm the candle police.
Who comes in somebody's house and blows out a candle?
Oh, let's see. Candace Scotty?
He's the Quint?
The Quint.
Uh-oh. Like I was diddling granny.
Diddling's the right word for him to use.
Did it on that blanket you're wearing right there.
That's right. That's all that covered up me nakedness.
I have a liquor sense. Fight.
Oh, wax all over the place. Oh, melted wax. Right?
Yeah.
I graduated from medical. Oh, geez.
Probably shouldn't even hold it sideways like
smacker.
That.
All right, white guy who decided to.
Really, really cliche ghost story trope right there.
That's pretty bad.
Totally like yes.
I feel kind of bad about making fun of this show.
Hey, we're on a ship. Sweet. Sci-fi, guys.
We took Logan up to the Enterprise.
Yep.
Right.
Science fiction.
You like my sweater.
Old Logan.
He really is in this episode a lot. I don't remember this guy at all.
I think it's a little odd that the grandma was living like it was 1785. Why is that? Right. Does she just hate technology or what was her deal?
Holy retro.
I don't know if they get into that or not.
No. It's like they traveled back in time to the funeral and then came back to the present.
By the way, I just double checked this in two different places. This is post Ronald D. Moore on Next Generation. This is a Brandon Braga script that Jerry Taylor wrote based on a story by someone named Jenna Gallo.
Well, this isn't post TNG though, because it says executive producer.
Okay.
Yeah.
He still had a role to play. I mean, it's right around now he was doing DS9, so he was probably dual role and it had a foot in each cookie jar. Is that a saying? It's not a saying, is it?
Hey, blind man, what's this do?
It's in a book, he'll say.
No, it's It's in a book.
Look, I stole some of my grandmother's books.
Reading Rainbow.
God, he looks so... He just looks so disinterested in this whole episode.
Yeah, he does. I read this script. There are four lines.
Four lines. Bump it.
I don't remember them going up to the ship. I thought she stayed down in the house.
Oh, thank God.
I'm glad they came to the ship. Yeah, I need a breather.
I needed some carpet.
So vampire guy at the funeral's name is Ronan.
That's what she just said.
That's what she called him, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't look like a thing like Keanu Reeves.
Right. 47 Yacht Ronin.
I want to see that movie. I don't care if it is Keanu Reeves. I want
to
see it.
It's not, and it has nothing to do with Frank Miller, right? It's not based on the Frank Miller thing. Oh, no. Bummer.
That'd just be Ronin. And I think that's in development too, or was, or something. That's a great comic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, see how disinterested Picard is now. I'm getting out of here, dude. This freaking sucks. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm done for this episode. I'll see you in my trailer.
I'm going to go put on my giant lobster costume and take a bath.
Oh, she's got that nasty quilt on there, too.
She's, she brought it with her. Oh, she did.
I don't know. Did she use that? Or was it already there?
She's going to do a Dutch oven in there. Shit. I'm telling you, dude, the guy's living in it.
One of those really fun things, right? When you have to figure out how to make the prop work.
Ghost fishing streaming.
Fishing wire.
Magnets.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah.
What's going on?
Sexy time.
What's going on? It's got to get so serious. What's going on here? I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, my gosh, dude. She's like getting the moves on her while she's asleep.
This is not even like the third episode of The Next Generation where a woman gets groped in her sleep.
That's true.
Right.
Oh, look, they got the soft light on her. I love when they do the soft light.
It's the ghost of William Shatner.
What are they drinking?
We played this on TMS, dude. This is that horrible dialogue about these two.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, she's got cranberry and vodka. And, she's rubbing her leg. Cranberry and vodka. What is Troy drinking? Beverly Crusher's got the cranberry and vodka.
Like orange juice or something.
Looks like New Hope Uncle Owen mixture or something in a glass. Look at that thing. Like Aunt Verut brought them in the Tupperware. It looks like that.
Look at all that soft light they're using on them.
Is it Aunt Beru or Veru?
Beru with a B.
B. I was saved with a V. I don't know why.
I haven't had a sexy dream in a long time.
Right, we live in a time with holodecks, but I'm really envious about what you dreamt of.
Ladies.
Riker's too hairy.
iPad.
That's a thick iPad, dude. Mm-hmm. That's more like 2002 Windows XP tablet.
That's the Nook Pre-HD.
Yep.
Touching yourself. Sheesh, I'm so uncomfortable here. I would not watch this with my mom.
I just wouldn't want to put my mom through it.
Back to my Cape Cod.
Okay. Meanwhile, on New Scotland.
New Old Scotland.
It's dark, foggy.
Where is Marty McFly's grave?
You mean new old Paramount lot is what this is. There's no way this is outside. Right? If this is outside, then this is Gilligan outside. There's two kinds of outside. There's Gilligan outside and there's real outside.
Right.
Took me 2 days to bury this coffin with this little tiny shovel I have.
They have to aim the fan real high because if they aim it low, it'll blow over the styrofoam headstones.
Oh, it's Angry Guy.
Yeah.
Maturin is his name, by the way.
I'm going Angry Guy.
Ned. Oh.
And not blow out the candles.
So Scotland just stayed in the old times. They didn't advance.
They did not accept any sort of technology.
No, not allowed.
Well, except for weather control.
Right.
It will bring the ghost.
Woo!
Angrier than me.
His homie lives in the candle. He used to live in a Bed Bath and Beyond, but now it just lives in a candle.
Downsizing.
And don't touch me.
I'll beat you with this wooden spoon. Lassie.
What's he on his way to do with the spoon in a graveyard?
Well, he was kneeling next to it. I couldn't tell if he was
stirring the new
stirring
dirt.
Stirring the dirt, yeah.
stirring the grandma dirt.
What do you got on his butt? He's got a tail? What is that? Ooh, green lightning.
Ooh, left just in time.
Perfect timing. Oh, wow.
Oh.
It's Romulan lightning.
Flowers now.
That's a lot of flowers and grass for
it was just dirt.
Just a couple days.
It was
the flowers
just a couple
I can
minutes.
Imagine being planted, but the
run, Forrest, run.
So much fun. No, I'm staying.
Some mourner actually brought grass to the funeral, and
that's right.
Oh, so this
I'm
is
a
still...
legendary warrior who will someday
as
meet
I like
my
to call
people,
it
but for now, weather. I'm weather casting.
Right? War for
There's
weatherman.
A large cold front coming down from the northeast.
We'll talk to you again on the nines. Yeah. No, Picard's job wasn't done. He's still here.
Yeah.
Still doing some stuff.
Yes.
But he looks like he's having more fun now, though.
Let's go to
Ooh, look at those lens flares. Hey, look, there's all kinds of lens flares.
No, those are reflections.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you J.J. Abrams loves this episode and stole the idea.
Oh, look at that. I could totally do that in a movie.
That's a great idea. I'll do it in my logo, even.
Oh, no, he told you not to go in the house.
Oh, that one's haunted, too. That candle brings in the lady
it's
ghost.
All haunted.
Wow, oh, no.
Oh, no. Flowers. That's how it always prickly, starts.
Prickly, prickly. Yes. Ow, ow, ow.
Nothing scarier than roses.
Nothing stinkier.
Oh, half of them are gone between
These
the
These roses keep moving. I know, right?
There's Sub Rosa. Come on now.
Continuity.
Switching to handy cams now. In your face. She's such a pretty lady.
You know, she's all right. She's, you know.
I don't think we'd ever expect to hear you say that.
She's just a little. She's skeletal, is the problem.
She's a little.
Ginger.
Like she'll cut you in half with one of her hips. You dance with her and just slice you right in half. Just too skinny.
Bones are too pronounced.
Yes.
Bones.
That's right.
Like that, or
she's skeletal.
What's behind this mirror?
Ah! Oh, they got me. They got me.
I don't remember.
Do that with a bathroom mirror.
You don't drop the mirror. You turn swinging with the mirror. Remember that.
Right. Exactly.
Ooh. Beverly.
Darn, no, I wish I wouldn't have broken that mirror.
I am the ghost of shitty Star Trek.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Star Trek 5 was my idea.
It touched your boob.
This episode is so dark.
Do you remember?
I just mean darkly lit.
Yeah.
Back in the
yes.
body snatching.
Oh,
but she just drop on the floor.
This is Emmy worthy business right here. Wait, Emmys, right?
It feels like sex. Been so long since I've.
Picard is so frigid. Doesn't have an actual penis.
Oh, what's in this hand? Nothing.
That's all you're real good.
Four Ronins in a funeral. She gonna sneeze? No. Oh my gosh, dude.
She stifled it.
So is he throwing her around or what's making her heave? And
I think she feels his presence and it's a near physical thing, even though he was walking around the funeral before. Mm-hmm.
The artificial lightning freaks me out.
Artificial lightning? Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't look real. It looks like lights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it just makes me go, oh, those are lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad. I agree with you.
I'm having ghost sex.
No. She's more like she's having a ghost enema. I mean, it's really not...
Oh, look, there's the one piece of tech in Grandma's house.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like what is it? Where is it?
On the left side. Bottom left. It's like a telephone or something.
Hello? Hello?
I can't find my pills. Beverly, you piece of shit, you never visit me.
Grandma's a little rough. Oh my gosh.
If Emily's dead, shouldn't they already be together? He totally missed her.
She probably thought she was doing some really good work.
Don't phase her.
Meanwhile.
The Enterprise is like, we gotta shoot this cloud.
Oh, I'm fine now. Oh,
yeah, right? What the crap?
Brought some flowers back with me.
Brought some flowers with me, and they're like, they fill the whole ship.
I'm going to my Taekwondo class. Would you like to go? No, I'm just going to lay here in my old lady gown.
What's up with the bowl of pomegranates behind her?
That looks more like a monkey on the wall. What are you talking? Oh, on the floor.
Oh, yeah, timed.
Are these, jeez, man.
Oh, and there's like, dragon fruit.
Get old lady clothes on. What's up? Mm-hmm.
This is Downton Abbey.
Apparently not today.
Kind of is, dude. Without the well-made part. Right. Because, you know, that's actually watchable.
And she's got a photo of E.T. flying in front of the moon behind her.
What?
Tumblet.
Wait till he cuts to Troy.
All right.
Come on, do it.
There it is, right on the left side. It's E.T. on the bicycle.
it's Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment logo.
That's right, yes.
That's great.
How come they keep having these little intimate sex talk things, scenes?
Yeah, she should have been having these with Worf.
Right?
No doubt. Weren't they going out about this time?
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know how to respond to your...
I've got two penises.
Sexy dreams.
Don't Klingons have two of every organ? That's the deal, right?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. They have backup organs.
Right. It's like, oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, really?
We had that episode where he got hurt real bad. His back got hurt by the cargo. Yeah. And he had...
I'm a Klingon. I got two balls.
He had two hearts, two livers.
Three or four testicles?
How many? Four lungs, four testicles, two penises, two spleens.
So it's double.
I want to answer your earlier question, Brian Dunaway. Why are they talking? And the answer is because the only other woman on the ship is Keiko O'Brien, and she's busy teaching school.
Teaching Molly how to... Oh, that's the stupidest sneeze I've ever seen. The fog has rolled in. Captain, we don't know what's going on in here.
Rolled in on us,
and we just thought it was completely normal to stand in here and still do our jobs.
We're not freaking out.
Not
at
turn
all,
on
Captain.
A fan or.
Hey, Brian, here's a joke for you. What would Picard say if he saw two Klingons?
There are four penises.
Very nice.
Look at all that corduroy he's got on.
They are in Star. I mean, Starfleet's in San Francisco, right? Isn't that where the headquarters are? This is nice and appropriate.
It looks like the bridge is.
Yeah.
I wish they would have had more fun at this point. You know, like if he'd walked in and they were like, okay, so we were playing around with some dry ice and Worf slipped and there was a little.
That'd be great.
It'd be awesome if they were all barefoot under there.
Right.
Don't touch it, Data. You're going to get electrocuted. Somebody's going to get electrocuted by the touchscreens.
It's also a Trek trope where whatever your planet problem is the same problem you're having on the ship.
Your plumber.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's him. How did he get up there?
He rode a donkey in.
Oh, I'm Scotty.
Oh.
And he takes the fall.
See,
somebody was going to get electrocuted.
Is he dead?
Every Scottish is good at he's dead.
He is dead.
So who beamed him aboard?
But just died.
I don't know,
so you just revive him. He just died.
I'm going to say we have Beverly Crusher. Do it.
No, they're having another funeral on the planet right now.
I'm so comfy right now.
Once again, though, like, why wouldn't they try to revive him? Why just accept that he's irreversibly dead?
Because he is a dick, and they're sick of his crap.
Okay. All right. I'll
probably correct if they can't change the outcome.
See, here's the fun of having a chat room watch this with us. Apparently, they're on the surface at a weather control station.
Oh.
Really?
This is not on the ship.
We should do all our live film sacks this way. Yes. It'd be fun to do them with a live audience, and they can fill us in with details as we go. He's still in his hat.
and not only, you know, is that, but they decided they just stretch him out lengthwise instead of how he died, right? On his side.
Perfect. That's just what you want.
Beep, 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 beep. It's called electricity.
I don't want to admit anything untoward here, but if I had Crusher's wig, I would totally wear it every now and then.
Does she have a wig? Is that a wig?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I'd wear any wig.
Would you?
And she actually said in several interviews that she wore a wig for all but one episode of this show. Wow. And
it's a good wig.
Which one she did not wear it in? I want to know.
I don't remember anymore.
That'd be awesome.
How come the governor there only has one outfit? It's been a couple days.
Down in Whoville, that's all they have.
Meanwhile, he killed Mr. Rogers and stole it.
I'm Ronin. Oh, I never go anywhere. No.
So there's angry acting and there's panting acting.
Right. I love the panting acting.
Pacting, they call it.
Panty acting.
With fast wood, would be more panty acting.
I'm just sitting here looking at this mirror or this camera in the mirror. Oh,
your touch is Edward. Like ice.
Edward, right?
His skin is so sparkly.
Do 50 Shades of Crusher.
Corporeal form.
Cut her by the head.
Oh gosh, what are we doing here? Seriously,
I feel dirty.
This is terrible.
We're panting.
She's like
panting.
Totally rubbing up his leg. Dang.
A man's touch.
Let me guide your hand towards my loins.
I want Wesley Crusher to walk in and go, "Mother! What hath thou wrought?
Mom, you're schlepping a 800-year-old ghost.
This is the worst. Schlepping.
I like Dr. Pulaski way better. She's my real mom.
He looks much younger earlier.
Oh,
so he's claiming that he travels back and forth along the beam.
Right, the beam.
The douche beam.
The douche beam.
He is not handsome. Sorry.
He's not.
That kiss was not as good as I expected it would be. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm out.
It's funny. He is not handsome, but he is Scottish. So.
Here is a tic-tac. Later.
Goodbye.
Get a mint. That's a hint.
Flip Picard to bust in.
Beverly, I thought we were doing it.
when do we get our classic? No.
But you haven't made out with me yet. We were on four dates.
We were on a break.
How is it that in table reads, no one said about the script, all right, this is the point where a bunch of Romulans need to decloak right off the bow of the ship and start blasting things.
I'd be down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so much better.
Lighting your candle with a phaser, though, is that?
That's what they have.
Oh, she decorates her quarters with those drama faces, like every house in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She must be cold.
Good to see that those stayed through the future.
Unless you were a dude, and then you had Patrick Nagel prints up on the wall. Remember those? Oh gosh.
I'm here.
Man.
I'm back. I brought a whole box of mints.
Okay.
I couldn't deal with
you. Have to wear a condom?
Your crush of breath was horrible. I'm dead.
I'm afraid I did not bring any protection. Do you have?
I want protection for his fingers in her mouth.
Yeah, gross. Go
Ooh,
get
you
it.
Taste like you're 800 years old.
Go wash your hands. Oh, what's he doing? Ooh,
he's
shit.
He's a green vapor.
This is...
Oh, this is bad.
That is exactly how it feels right after Thanksgiving dinner. Right there.
Turkey farts.
Down
Let's
you
get
go.
The candle. Beverly, really weirding me out.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, she's leaving.
How many wardrobe changes has she gone through in 30 minutes?
More than the entire series combined, is my guess.
Dr. Wow, Johnson, that was.
Why are you dressed like an old school teacher?
Watch me. Now he looks concerned. Mm-hmm. That's the Picard
that
I know.
Look him up.
Whatever.
You know, after 7 years of unrequited love, you would think this is where he would break down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot they had their little
fling. Oh, it's 7 years.
I mean, like, eventually, in all good things, you freaking get married.
Wait.
Yep.
And he's still, you know, closed up. No way.
Totally.
That would have to be the. And since this is
he
an episode
of enema.
But since this is an episode about mental health issues,
I can see my house from here.
It would be. It would just be so awesome to see him finally have a breakdown here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy's the only one having a serious character study. We're all making funny voices.
But it could also be fun, you know? Like, yeah. This isn't fun.
They could have had more fun with it. I do like this that he's looking down from the ship at it, though. Right. I do like that.
I can see her if I look hard enough.
I can see the Great Wall of China.
That's her wig. Floating in space.
So you know, she's worn that every day, but that one time.
So Beverly is gone, so me and you, I'm thinking.
Yes.
You are always my second favorite.
Let's bring the android in for a threesome. There are four lovers. Get Worf.
Ned Quint. Why is Quint? Quint's the shark guy in Jaws, yeah.
Right.
What I always want to know, what is that little fish tank with no fish in it?
It's just filled with coral.
No, yeah. He has a lionfish in there, doesn't he?
It's,
I think so.
It's just filled with dead coral.
No, he's got a fish in there. They've showed it.
The whole damn series. Yeah. Filled
there
with dead
is.
Coral.
See? There's a fish.
There it is.
Yeah, there's fish.
It's a lionfish.
I've seen
it. It's a fish that can't move because it's completely filled with coral.
That's right. There's no room for it to get around in there.
I just remember that's the surface when Riker became half caveman that he threw the bird. Remember when he flipped everybody off? Yeah. It's on
so now there's no flowers and grass on the grave.
Yeah. What is that about?
Ronan can only use his energy to do so much.
I guess because they flipped the camera, but it's still weird that.
I cannot be in corporeal form. I've spent all night putting flowers around. All my energy.
I'm actually not an FTD.
Don't step over there. You're stepping on somebody's grave.
1-900 corporeal form.
And another wardrobe change.
Oh, there we go.
A little silky, silky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except for Ronan. Ronan's been wearing the same outfit for 400 years.
Right.
What I lack in style, I make up for in cold.
Looks like an extra from like Falcon Crest like or something. Ooh, I hate
that forehead though. That forehead is just.
I hate the smell of Play-Doh.
Magnificent.
Really?
Oh, I hate smell. Oh. Play-Doh smells the worst.
More fog sex.
Oh, fog.
tryptophan.
50 Shades of Green is what this episode should be called.
Chat room, you guys watching along with us, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Are they good? That's great. That's too fun. We should do that. I think we should all live ones like this. Or all the commentary tracks. Come in. Oh, shit. Don't say that, dude.
Fine. It's not a magic spell.
It's just not. You want to save it for the green gas that means the most to you. The green gas that really loves you. Not this
green gas in, green gas out.
Smells like farts in here.
Smells like an 800-year-old.
Come on. It's not the first time he's walked in on her.
So I let myself in.
Smells like trucker farts and bacon.
Sorry, I was getting it on with Slimer from the first Ghostbusters.
True story.
Right.
Oh, is he really there? Is this a fake Picard?
I think it's real Picard.
Okay.
You were expecting a fake Picard?
So her eye color has changed because of this?
That's right.
Are they green?
He just said that her eye color has changed.
Yep. Yeah, she's gone from blue to green.
Oh, no. Don't manhandle me. man.
You've been doing it with a ghost. Get back up to the ship before you're fired.
Let's go. I'll call Pulaski. I will.
Oh, wait, he's inside of her. How did he get out?
Ooh. Not only got out, he changed his clothes and went upstairs.
Right?
Wouldn't you when you had to come out that way? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The ground. Get it? Or hurts.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the mom, strange, the grandma. Weather.
Yeah. Strange weather coming out of the coffin.
Great.
Cats.
Strong wind.
Strong wind.
Cats. When I'm in gaseous form.
Should we carry on?
Definitely not afraid of flowers. I love them. They're my favorite.
What's that looking he's getting? Bully.
Oh, I love it when he gets mad.
Mm-hmm. He's so questioning.
Yes. Who are your neighbors?
Oh, you did it.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Ooh. Oh. Man, this episode has an overabundance of the color green.
Right?
Yeah.
I fall in
green lightning, green fog, green static.
Wasn't there something to that part of the story or something? Okay.
It was on sale that week.
Right? But we could just let Quint die. We had no problem letting just letting Quint die.
That's right.
Man, she's getting mad.
I don't want your thumb in my mouth right now.
He's my captain, my captain.
Wait, I can't pass the door.
This time I'll just walk out instead of turning into fog.
I don't remember all the other crew being in this as much as they've been. I thought it was just her in a house.
I don't need to have that close of a look at the equipment either. Not Picard, the tricorder.
The tricorder, right. Oh, wrong candle.
You got to take the candle?
What?
Oh, they're beam the coffin.
Oh, up out of the grave. Oh, that's crazy.
That's smart.
Doesn't that mean it's hollow now? Should
why don't they just use
the
that technology and not dig a hole?
This,
why
by the way,
use it all the time.
One of my great fears, by the way, is opening a coffin a couple of months after they die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's holding up the dirt, by the way, underneath her?
That's what I said. What's holding up the dirt? Nothing. Yeah. Got a force field in there, I guess.
Mm. They beamed Marty McFly's coffin in there temporarily.
Oh, shit!
The mother.
This is why it's Scott's big fear right there.
Okay, that, the green lightning has killed her by so far.
I didn't have that fear until just now.
I am the worst actress ever.
Welcome to why did you bury me in the pet cemetery?
They only picked me because I'm super old. No other reason.
I could be acting, I could be dead.
When's the no? We know that's coming.
Iceworm says at the very end.
Okay.
Is there a men's version of this floor
McFly,
length cardigan?
It does say McFly up there on the gravestone. Yes. I totally missed that.
Doc! Like my father Marty and his father George before him.
I don't need
Doc, we gotta get back to 1890 Scotland.
This is it. It's the end of this. It's at the end of this.
Ah.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those damn kids.
And old Logan.
It's
No.
It's the transporter paradox again, though. If they just transport the candle out into space.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
You're done.
No.
Uh-oh. What's going on with Jordy?
You're dead.
But you can't kill Alex Haley's Kunta Kinte. You can't do it.
Go ahead and try.
All right. Well,
Oh.
Or that. That'll do.
That didn't do anything. Sweet.
Leg.
Wait a minute. Whatever you resigned. Says, you can't give orders.
That's right.
So I'm going to start doing that, going into work and just yelling a bunch of commands. I'll explain later and then run out.
Right. Just call a random number at work.
Do you guys follow her Tumblr page, by the way? Where she puts her action figure in all kinds of crazy situations.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, it's awesome.
She had a big eBay sale for a while.
It's really good. I have all new respect for Gates McFadden because of it.
It's got to be hard to shoot someone that you really enjoyed having their thumb in your mouth just a few minutes ago.
I know, right?
Oh, blee!
Bever gas.
Bever gas. There's a headstone with no grave around it.
So I'm going to ask my question again. What's the name for the male version of that long cardigan? Because I want that.
Smoking robe.
Man cardigan.
Men cardigan.
Smoking jacket, maybe?
Well, a long smoking jacket.
See, Star Trek Next Generation always ends like this. It goes all the way up until the last 2 minutes climax, and then it's over.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What are you wearing, person?
Somebody just left this chess game. Yeah. They did game.
Right.
Barkley and somebody.
No, it was actually them. They got up and went and got drinks, and they're coming back to their game.
You're not really playing this game. We're just hogging the area.
I mean, it is freaky to think the grandma and then the grandma before her and everybody all the way back were all like totally their entire lives devoted to this dude. That's an interesting idea, but I don't think this is good. This is a bad episode, but it's an interesting idea. Star Trek does that sometimes. Shitty execution, great ideas.
Oh, right. Like I feel like it's a really good jumping off point for talking about, like I say, mental diseases.
Yeah, exactly.
But here we are. Here we are. What we did to the mental diseases is just we zapped them.
Yeah, exactly.
And we fly away.
There it is. Flying away in the Enterprise. Ladies and gentlemen.
Everything resolved.
There it is. Sub Rosa, episode 14 of season 7. Whoa, that's going to autoplay. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Lord Dex.
I'm sure that next episode's a little better, though.
It is.
God, I love this music.
I do, too. I miss it.
I mean, how many people in the English-speaking world have memories of falling asleep at night after turning off the television after hearing this music?
I do.
Yeah.
Still do now. Sometimes it'll be on Netflix, and I'll forget, and I'll wake up in the morning, and the whole series will be done.
And Netflix is going, are you still watching?
Right.
Scott Johnson?
We'll just autoplay the next episode just in case he's still there.
I think my PS3 did that. It just kept running it until night was gone and my TV had this burned-in Star Trek logo in the corner.
20 years ago that episode aired.
Whoa,
20 years.
Good Lord.
Yeah, 1993.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. So there it is. It's your fun little live film sack, all part of the Coverthon this weekend. So it was really fun having a live audience. Thank you guys for playing along with us. We'll put this up on the feed. So if you were worried this wasn't going to be permanently saved, too bad, it is. We'll put it up as just a bonus. We'll stick it out there, put it up there early so you can get it anytime you want and add it to the already fabulous live viewings that we've done in the past. So enjoy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anything else, guys? Should we just close it out? I know Brian's got another 20 hours ahead of him.
I do. Actually, yeah, 20 hours.
Yeah. Thanks everybody who gave during the Coverthon. Thanks everybody who yet will give. And thanks everybody at home listening.
What's the Coverthon giving? If you're not going straight to Coverville, what Brian Ibbett, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, half of the proceeds are going to Alzheimer's research with the Alois Society. And they are going to match whatever, the 50% that we give to them, they're going to match it. So they're basically going to get 100% of what's donated.
That's awesome.
Really, really good cause. Yeah.
And if you're listening to this post, what can they do?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, if they make a donation after this, then it all goes to me.
Yeah. You, nice. you can show up next year and do this again with us. All right.
There you go. Exactly. Okay.
Yes. I think we make this a thing we do every year. When you.
I want to make this a weekly thing. Brian Ibbett, you need to spend a 24-hour stretch every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not mind? It's fine.
No, I don't mind.
Okay,
we'll
great.
Just make all the other shows I do part of this. So it'll, you know, we'll have four morning streams in there. We'll have a Coverville, a Film Sack. It'll all be part of this. And then I'm done. Right. After one day of doing all my podcasting, I'm done for the week.
You're out. Right. Okay. I think we're going to put this up a little bit early, so you'll still get a regular Film Sack this weekend. What did we watch? Now I already forgot. Oh, Terminator 2. Terminator 2.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So this will be in between that and that. For all our other commentary tracks, go check the website. There's a link to all of them directly and all our episodes there as well at filmsack.com. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Yeah.
We'll see you in Space Scotland next time.
No.